There is nothing better for a man than to eat and drink and have his soul see good in his labor. This also is from the hand of God. For who can have enjoyment outside of him? Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
Two lengthy passages in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verses 8 through 17, and all of chapter 6, deal with the vanity, the futility, the enigma of riches. Those who love money will never find satisfaction, joy, or peace with it. And though it is common for God to give riches and wealth and honor to men, what is less common is the gift of enjoying such things. Sandwiched between these passages is our text for today. Hear now the word of God in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. Here is what I have seen to be good, which is beautiful, to eat, to drink, and to see good in all one's labor in which he labors under the sun during the few days of his life which God has given him. For this is his portion. Furthermore, as for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth, he has also empowered him to eat from them and to take up his portion and be glad in his labor. This is the gift of God. For he will not remember much the days of his life because God allows him to occupy himself with the gladness of his heart. This is the second of four conclusions recorded in the book of Ecclesiastes. The first is found in chapter 2, verses 24 through 26, a portion of which you heard in the introduction. As I read the text for today, chapter 5, verses 18 through 20, you undoubtedly heard an echo from that first conclusion, as well as from chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Again and again, we read that having a lot of stuff is one thing. But the ability to find satisfaction, joy, and peace in our eating, drinking, and laboring is another thing altogether. As Augustine famously and correctly wrote in his Confessions, "Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds its rest in thee." We may have many gifts from God, but apart from finding rest in the giver, all is vanity. To enjoy this life and all we have in it requires yet another gift from God, the gift of being able to eat and drink and work in gladness. Joyful feasting, whether we have an abundance or scarcity, is what life can and should be when we are united to Christ by faith. Apart from being in covenant with the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you will get no satisfaction, even if you try and try and try again. In all your trying, you will become weary and burdened. And if that's you, hear the words of Christ. "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." For all of us who have taken refuge in King Jesus, we know with certainty that we have no good without Christ, that he is our inheritance, he is beautiful to us, and therefore our hearts are glad and our glory rejoices. We dwell securely. Under the sun, even riches are vanity. in the Son of God, we have perfect peace. In Him, there is fullness of joy and pleasures forever. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Him.